The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
There's only one more game before the Olympic break, and it's in Denver, Colorado at Ball Arena. That's where the San Jose Sharks hit the ice tonight to face off against the Colorado Avalanche for the third and final time in the regular season series. The Sharks have had some good moments and some bad moments against the Avs this year, as has been the case against this talented club for a couple of years. On November the 1st, they got two goals from Philip Kurashev, including one in overtime, and they stunned the Avalanche 3-2 at SAP Center.
Dumped ahead by Colorado. Is this going to be icing? Nope, doesn't look like it. Back to get it now is Wennberg. He skates away from Natchez with speed. Lead pass Kurashev down the left. Cross the line, tees up, shoots. He scores! Philip Kurashev wins it in overtime for the San Jose Sharks. At 1:48, what a shot, what a game for the second consecutive contest. The Sharks have defeated one of the best teams in the NHL, and this one is Philip Kurashev's day. Final score, Sharks 3, Avalanche 2 in overtime.
But the Avalanche returned to their top form in Denver on November 26th as they skated to a 6-0 win against the Sharks behind shutout goaltending from former Shark Mackenzie Blackwood.
Will Smith intercepts the play. Lead pass, Celebrini down the left, cross the line, behind the back pass, in front, a little angle play for Dickinson, and a great save by Blackwood. That's the best scoring chance the Sharks have had in this game, and it was all young players on that action.
The Sharks are 0-12 in their last 12 games in Denver, and they want to really put a stamp on their season to take a step closer to the playoff conversation, which they're definitely still in as we get to the Olympic break. Problem is, the Sharks' three-game winless streak has put them on the outside looking in. San Jose is now 27-23-4 for 58 points, in sixth place in the Pacific and 10th in the West, while Colorado is on top of the conference with a 36-9-9 record and an amazing 81 points so far. But if you dig a little bit deeper into the standings totals, you'll notice that since January 1st, the Sharks actually have a better record than Colorado does. Since that time, the Sharks are 7-6-1, while the Avalanche are 6-7-2, including a 2-0 loss at the hands of the Detroit Red Wings at the conclusion of a rather unusual home-at-home series between interconference teams. It's certainly been a demanding schedule for the Sharks, and the challenges are intense each and every night in the best league in the world. Head coach Ryan Warsawski says that the demands have been both physical and mental.
Obviously, with this condensed schedule, where we're at, it's been a physical grind on us. And then on the flip side of it, it's also been a mental grind, as demanding as the schedule has been. And also the way you need to play to have success in this league consistently. So we're learning lessons like we have all year. And obviously we've hit a little rut here the last couple games. And, you know, no one feels bad for you. You got to move forward and you got to keep working and grinding through it. And we get another opportunity tonight.
Will Smith, who has a 5-game point scoring streak coming into tonight's action, says the learning experience has been pretty intense the last few games.
Yeah, I think every team goes through it at some point during the year, and when you have a couple tough games or a little stretch where maybe you're winning in the beginning and you end up losing, it's always tough, but it's a long season, so you just gotta bounce back.
But Smith also believes that the Sharks have an opportunity tonight to remind the rest of the NHL that the Sharks are on their way back.
Yeah, I think they've been obviously the top of the standings for pretty much the whole season, so it's definitely going to be a big test here, especially in their building and last game before the break, so it's going to be a big game for everyone.
Philip Kurashev, who will represent Switzerland in the upcoming Olympic Games in Italy, is very excited about the opportunity to end this trip on a high note.
Yeah, 100%. We know, especially after the last couple of games, we got to end on a high note before the break, and that's what's going to give us a good feeling, you know, coming back and all that. So just that's our focus tonight. Go out there and get a win.
According to Kurashev, the Sharks just need to get their energy back in tonight's game, which they've lost a little bit of in the last couple of contests.
Yeah, I think going back to what we were doing, you know, being connected on the forecheck and just kind of playing our game and not worry too much about, you know, whatever the things you can think about, like the standings or this and that, you know, we just go out there and play and trust our system, trust in each other, and I think everything else takes over after that.
And that's exactly what Ryan Warsawski is looking for from his team as well.
You know, before that Edmonton game, there was a level of excitement in our dressing room that you could feel. Not rah-rah or not, you know, hooting and hollering, but there was a level of excitement and a focus that we were on a mission to win the game and show kind of a statement game for the rest of the league. And obviously we fell short and we didn't get it done, but that's life. You're going to get kicked sometimes, and you get knocked down, and you got to get back up, dust yourself off, and get ready. So we got to find that excitement and that joy to play the game again, and that's what made this group so special and has made this group so special, this, you know, where we are right now in the standings. And we just got to get that back, and you know, we have total belief that we can do that, and really it's one game. You know, let's focus on our first period, everyone do your job, and let's, you know, let's see where the chips lie at the end of it.
The Teal Report will continue from Denver right after this on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Bay Area sports legends take center stage May 14th in San Francisco at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame enshrinement ceremony for the class of 2026. Two-time World Series champion with the Giants, Brandon Crawford, joins four-time Super Bowl champion with the 49ers, Jesse Sapolu, plus a trio of Cal Bears, Missy Franklin, Eddie Hart, and celebrated rugby coach Jack Clark, as they're all honored at the Hyatt Regency Embarcadero on Thursday, May 14th. Get tickets now at bashof.org.
With the NHL app, you can listen to every NHL game right from your phone. And with home and away broadcast feeds, you choose your way to listen.
And he scores!
Whether you're at work, at the gym, or stuck in traffic, the NHL app puts you right in the action all season long. Every team, every game, everywhere you go. Download the NHL app and never miss a moment.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Kiefer Sherwood makes his debut for the San Jose Sharks tonight on a line combination with Will Smith and with Macklin Celebrini. Sherwood has been chomping at the bit to get back into the lineup after coming to San Jose in the trade with Vancouver injured, but he's healthy and he can't wait to get out there.
I've been itching for a while and just hoping to try to get back before the break. I want to get to know the guys a little bit on the ice. You know, obviously it's one thing off the ice. They've been extremely welcoming and excited. So I'm just excited to try to feed them and just add to their joy that they come to the rink with every day.
Sherwood says that he's learned a lot about the team in just a few short days.
Yeah, just the energy. The energy's contagious. You know, there's so many young and exciting guys, and just try to feed that energy and ultimately just try to play with that fire and kind of add to the way they already play. Obviously, they're building something special here, like I said, so just excited, really excited.
And head coach Ryan Warsawski is excited to see what Kiefer can do on that top line.
We're excited. I think he's really fits the way we want to play and the identity that we want to play as a hockey team. And I think he's going to complement, obviously, Mac and Will, but, you know, bring some energy to our group. We need to get that excitement back. This is, you know, one last, you know, game before the break. Let's leave it all out there.
This game is going to feature a lot of players that are headed to the Olympics in Italy after the contest is over. One of them for the United States, Brock Nelson of Colorado, says that facing Macklin Celebrini this year has been an interesting challenge that he looks forward to resuming tonight.
I mean, you see in the highlights each and every night, he's so dynamic, shifty, skilled, creative. I mean, he's got everything, and the way he impacts the game, it's a guy you have to key on each and every night. You can't really give him time and space, and I feel like him and Smitty, they have a good connection there, and they can kind of feed off one another. Obviously, super talented and creative, like I said. So, It's exciting for the league to kind of see that, and I feel like it's bringing a younger generation into the game and trying to push them to be better.
Join Jamal Mayers and me for all of the exciting coverage on your drive home starting at 5:30 Pacific, or you might be listening in your office online or on one of our great terrestrial radio affiliate stations. Also, the Sharks plus SAP Center app is the way to get us 24 hours a day. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.